everybody. Brother Gary, Hands Cross Borders Devotional down here in Mexico. Remember, we're not in a studio, so you're liable to hear any kind of animal coming by. We are in John chapter 12, and we're looking for a thought here in verse 27 and just the first portion of verse 28. The Bible, the Word of God, says, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." And so we see here Christ, and remember, he is 100% man and 100% God. And he says this, "Now is my soul troubled." And that means to stir or agitate, to like a rolling water. And you and I have been in that position before. And this is why the Bible says he understands the way you and I feel, because he was 100% man and 100% God as he walked on this earth. And as a man, he was troubled at the prospect of a violent death. And he asks a rhetorical question, "Hey, should I pray that I don't go through this? But this is what I came here for." You see, he knew the very purpose why he was here. This was set up before the foundation of the world. He knew that he was coming to be subject to such a violent death so he could pay for the sins of the world. So he just says at the end here, "Father, glorify thy name." What an amazing thing to know he was going to go through such pain, such agony, and yet his only thought was to glorify the Father. You know, I think about this as I look at that, and praise the Lord he did that. And he shows, by being 100% man, he could show the weakness of men. Sometimes we go through things we're troubled with. And sometimes we go through things we'd rather not, huh? But you know, God knows. He's on the throne. He knows all about it. And sometimes he allows you and I to go through things to magnify the Father. And so instead of you and I trying to follow the path of least resistance, what we need is the strength of the Lord and be able to go to him and say, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." Whatever it is, whatever course of life you want me to go through, whatever you want me to deal with in this life, my only prayer is that it make you look good. You know, Hebrews 11 is called the chapter of faith, the hall of faith. The first half of that is all these people that are doing great things for God. They're conquering and doing just great things for God. But then that second half of that chapter deals with people who are running for their lives. They're hiding in caves. They're being sawn asunder, and nobody, including me, wants to volunteer for all of that. But that was the path for their life, to glorify God. You see, the Bible says we're not to compare ourselves among ourselves, because that is not wise. Your path and my path may be different. Oh, we're all saved the same way, for by grace are you saved through faith. But what we need to do is just resign our will to his will and realize, like the Apostle Paul said, his grace is sufficient. And he'll give us the strength and the grace to go through whatever it is that he needs us to go through to glorify him. Let me ask you a question. Are you wanting to glorify him with your life, or are you looking for the path of least resistance? May the Lord bless you.